So 16 lines in the bottom on Samach Beis. Amud Beis, continuing these stories about individuals, even though the Gemara seemed to say that, you know, there was reason to paskin, to allow people to go, men to leave their wives and go learn. That it turns out in all these stories, it's a bad idea. Things don't work out so great when it happens. So the Gemara tells the following story. Hananiah, I should say, not all of them end up not so well, but a lot of them end up not so well. So Hananiah ben Chachinai, have a ka'azul be Rav. So he went to the base it was on his way to yeshiva, and it was at the end of the wedding of Rishon Ben Yochai. Fascinating that it's called the Hilulei of Rishon Ben Yochai. That's what you call the every year when they go to the Kavod of Rishon Ben Yochai. It's called the Hilula Rishon Ben Yochai. But anyways, so Amalei Iakav li Adasi v'Hadach. So Rishon Ben Yochai said to him, "Away from me! Wait till my yeshiva brachas are over, and then I'll come with you to the yeshiva." So lo yakfale, they didn't wait for him. So also Yosef trasrei shanei bebeirav. So he went and he spent 12 years in the yeshiva. So ada ase ishtanu shvile demasa v'lo yada lemeza lebeise. So when he finally got back to his town, they had changed the roads. So he didn't know the way home. They had changed the whole neighborhood, so he couldn't get home. So also Yosef Aguda Dinara. So he went and he sat on the banks of the river. Shambalahi Rabisa Davakarila Bas Chachinai Malay Kolaseich Vitanazio. So he heard someone calling to a young woman calling, daughter of Chachinai, come fill your bucket. The point being, he says, he hears someone calling someone in his family. So Amar, so he said, "Oh, Shmamina, hi, Rabbi Sadidon. This must be someone in my family. It's someone from my household." So Alza Basra, so he went to, he followed, the voice. So Hava Yasiba Debisu Kanahala Kimcha. So he walks in, and his wife is sifting flour. Dal Ina, so she lifts up her eyes. Chazisei, so she sees him. Savi liba parachar rucha. What happened? She was so shocked by what she saw, seeing him now the first time in 12 years, that she passed away. So I'm lefanav. So he says to Hashem, Ribon Shalom, ani azu zu schara zeschara. My wife who waited so long and struggled so much so that I could learn. This is what happened. She dies when I show up. So barachame Allah v'chaya. So he davened for her, and she came back to life. Okay. So Rechama Barbisa, also, that's what I mean. It doesn't work out. It worked out okay in the end, but not the ideal way for it to work out. So Rechama Barbisa, also Yosef Trasrei Shanei Bebe Midrasha. So Rechama Barbisa also went and spent 12 years in the Beis Medrash. And what happened? Ki Asa, when he went on to come home, Amar Lo Yavid Kidi Avid Ben Chachinai. The story traveled, and people knew what had happened. So he said, "I'm not going to do the same thing that So what did he do? So Al Yosef Midrasha. So he went home, but he didn't go to the house. He went to the local Beis Medrash. And Shalach Lebeisa, he sent a messenger to his house saying, so Shalach Lebeisa, he sent a message home saying that he had come back. But before he was able to, before the message arrived and he knew he could go home, Asa Rav Oshia Berei, so Rav Oshia, who was his son, who he didn't recognize, he comes into the Beis Medrash. Yosef Kameh. So he sits down in front of him. And what happens? And Rashi says, V'lohaya ha'av makiro. The father didn't know who he was. So he sits down in front of him. So hava kamash alei shmaitza. So he started asking, he's talking to him and learning, asking him questions. So chazad mischaradei shmaitza. So he saw that he's really, this guy's really sharp. He's a smart guy. So chalash daite. So he started to feel bad. Why did he feel bad? Amar yihava. If I would have been home, hacha hava lizara, I would have had a child like this. You didn't realize that's his son, right? So ki hayla al abese. When he finally got home, al berei. So his son came also. So kam kamei. So he's in the house, right? He's already come home to see his wife, and then his son walks in. And he doesn't know. Again, he doesn't know who he is. So what does he do? So he stands up, like out of respect for the Talmud Chacham. So who's Sabra? Mishale Shmaitza. He thought he was you know, coming that Roshia was showing up to ask him shailas, right? Right, Savar, who Savar the Mishle Shmaitza Kavai. That's why he came. So Amalei the Bishop's wife said to him, Miika Avant the Kami Kami bro. When the son gets up, the father gets up and the son walks in the room, it's ridiculous. So Kari Alei, Rabbi Barakamas, Rabbi said about him, Hachut Hamashulash, Lo Bimher, you know, thing. When it's the three pronged string, right? Braided string so that it's not quickly broken. So Zerav Oshia Bino Shabi Chaim Barisa. And that's Rav Oshia, the son of Rav Chaim Barisa. Basically meaning that, you know, there was such a strong Mesorah that even though he wasn't home, he was able to have such a strong Mesorah and become a Talmid Chacham. Fine.
So the father's Chayav and teaching his child, how was...
How did that last to leave for 12 years?
Yeah,
I don't know. That's good. That's a very fair shayla. In fact, he himself was upset that his son, he thought his son would never be like that because of the fact he left. You know, again, could he have hired somebody? Yeah, he could have hired someone. He's having a lot of things, you know, but, you know, in terms of taking care of his wife. This whole shayla starts with this expectation of husbands to their wives. Yeah. You know, that he's obviously gone for 12 years, it's not going to happen either. So, it's a lot of interesting questions here. How you deal with these, how do you explain these whole stories? This whole story. Yeah. But now we have an even bigger one. Rabbi Kiva Raya de Ben Kaba Savuhava. So this is a somewhat, quote, famous story. You may have heard before. Rabbi Kiva was the shepherd of a person called Ben Kaba Savua. Why is he called Ben Kaba Savua? Rashi says, Kaba Savua, Shem Echa Me'ashira Yushalayim. He was one of the, that was the name of one of the wealthy people of Yerushalayim. Shekola nichlas labeso ra'ev kakelev. Any person walking to his house, hungry like a dog, hayayotze sava, saveya. He would walk out, full. That's what he was called, Kaba Savua. Doesn't sound like that's a nice nickname, but it meant something nice. But okay. So hava chazise barse, da hava tsnia umale. So the daughter of Kaba Savua, so she noticed when Akiva was in the house, he was just called Akiva during those days. And she noticed he was a very tsanua person and he had wonderful midos. And he was kind. So she saw like very good qualities in him. So Amrale, she said to him, If I would get engaged to you, so Azla Slavei Rav, would you go learn? Meaning she said, you need to go to the yeshiva. But if I would become engaged to you, if we would get married, would you be willing to go to the yeshiva? So Amrale in, he said, yeah. So ikta shalei bitzina. So she got engaged to him, but they did kiddushin quietly in bitznius. Vishadri shalei, and she sent him to the yeshiva. So shama avua, her father heard about this. Afkam beisa, and beisa. So he kicked her out of the house. So afkam beisa adra. So he kicked her out of the house and she couldn't get any benefit from his money, etc. So Azel Yosef Treis Reshanin Bebei Rav. So the Acharon pointed out actually. So he goes now. Rabbi Kiva goes for 12 years to learn in the yeshiva. So Acharon pointed out actually that the story, the details of the story must be that he didn't leave at that second. I mean, she just kicked out of the house and no way to take care of herself. So he didn't leave her with nothing. He first made sure she was taken care of, and then at some point he went to learn. So he goes for 12 years to learn. So ki asa. So then, after 12 years, he comes back. So when he returns, I say behadei trace trei afe talmidei, and he comes back with 12,000 talmidim. Shamela, and as he's getting home, Shamela, who's Saba the Ka'amala. So he overhears a conversation between a certain older person and his wife, who said to her, "Ad kama midaberes amanus chayim." How long are you going to, Rashi is coming, the bears don't even speak, but at Smith Nahegas, you're going to be willing to live a life as basically an amana for a live person, meaning you're living 12 years, your husband's not here. You should see, even then it was considered very extreme. He's gone for 12 years. How long are you going to live as an amana? You have no husband, and he's alive. So Amrlei, Yiladidi Tzais, Yosef, Treis Rei Shani Achrinei. If it's up to me, if you listen to me, I'll let him go another 12 years. So Amar. Oh, it says okay. Sounds like she's giving me permission. So Hadar Azov Yosef Tresh Trash Reshane Achrine Bebe Rav. So he went and spent another 12 years at home. So many Acharim asked the question, like he didn't say hello. He didn't say hi. So it's an interesting question. You know, as I say, if you would have said hi, everyone would have left. You know, fine, but okay. You know, these are stories that are very challenging for us to understand in the magnitude of the years and the amount of time, etc. It's all very, very difficult for us to understand. The point, obviously, is the value of learning. But the stories are very extreme and hard for us to relate to, I think. Okay. So fine. So he goes to learn another 12 years. So he also. So we came home. I said, "Behade Esrin Varba Alfei Tamidei." So we know Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 students. This is how he got them. So he comes back. He has now 24,000 students. So Shama Dibisu. So his wife hears that he's coming home. So Havas Kanafka LaApe. So she goes out to greet him. So Amrula Shivvasa Sheili Mani Levush VeIchsai. So they said to her, I guess she wasn't wearing such nice clothing. Her husband hadn't been home for 24 years, so she didn't have any money. So she was wearing not such nice clothes. So they said to her, go, her neighbor said to her, go, put on something more respectable. So Amalu, she says back to them, Yodei Tzadik Nefesh Bahamto. A Tzadik knows what his animal needs, meaning those in his life, he knows what they need. So meaning he knows who I am, he knows what I need, don't worry about it. He's not going to be upset. So Kimasa Ligabe, Nafla Alapa, when she finally saw him, she fell on her face. Kamanashka led the Kari, she started kissing his feet. So Havakam Midchafe La Shame. So the Chavra with him. So his Shamashim, they start pushing her away, they don't know who she is. So Amalahu Shafkua says, he says to them, stop it, leave her alone. Why? Shalim Shalachem Shalahu. It's a famous line, right? That which I have and that which all of you have, it all belongs to her because she was the one who sacrificed all this time to let me go. So absolutely, you can leave her alone. This is my wife. So Shama Avua. So now her father, the father-in-law, heard the Asa Gavaraba. Lamasa, he heard that's a big Tamachacham coming to town. He's a Chashava guy. So I want Tamachacham to stay with me. So Amar Eza Lagabe. I'm gonna go find him. Why? Efshar the Mayfair Nidrai. Why do you want to go? Because if Tamachacham comes, Tamachacham is able to do Hatarish Nidarim. So he said, oh, I'll go to see the Tamachacham. Maybe he'll be able to be Mayfair my Nidarim. So Asa Ligabe. So he shows up in front of. So Bin Kamba Savua shows up now in front of Rabbi Kiva. And he, Rabbi Kiva knows who he is. He doesn't know who Rabbi Kiva is. So Amalei, Adaita the Gavar Rabba. I guess he, at this point, he does. He's Adaita the Gavar Rabba. Mean Nidar. Did you, when you took your neder, did you have in mind that I would become, a Gavar Rabba? I'd become a Talmid Chacham. So Amalei, Afilu Perek Echad, Afilu Halacha Achas. He said, I would have been happy if you would have been, if you would have learned one perek or learned one halacha. Sort of like, I never imagined, I would have learned, become this type of person. I would imagine you become such a person. So Amalei, I know. He goes, yeah, because it's me. So I guess he reveals himself at that moment. So Nafal Alapei, Venashke Alkare, Vyayavli Pagad Mamona. So he falls on his face and he kisses his feet. And he gives them half of his wealth. So now, in the end of the day, it works out in the end, right? He gets the girl, he gets the money, the whole thing works out. And he spent 24 years in the basement, and he became Talmid Chacham too. So, fine. So, Baratid Rebbe Kiva, so Rebbe Kiva's daughter, Avdalei leben Azai Hachi. She married Ben Azai and did the same thing with him. Let him go for all these years to go learn. I don't know if he gave him 24 years, he gave him 12 years, but the bottom line is he gave him a lot of time. And he went to learn. So behind the Amri Inchi, Rechela Basar Rechela Azla, right? A young sheep follows after a young sheep, meaning that she follows after her mother, right? Azla ke ovde ima, right? She kach ovde barsa, right? Rechela Basar Rechela Azla, right? A sheep follows a sheep, and ke ovde ima kach ovde barsa, just like the mother does. So the daughter follows in the same pathway. So she did the same thing. She was willing to be Moshe Nefesh for her husband to learn. So if Yosef Berei de Rava Shadre Avuhe Lebei Rav Lekamei de Rav Yosef. So if Yosef, the son of Rava, so his father went to the Beis Medrash in front of Rav Yosef. So Paskulei Shis Shane. So he said he can go for 6 years. Kihava Tlas Shane, but it was only 3 years. Mata, he came back. So Maliyoma de Kippure. So he came back on Erev Yom Kippur after 3 years he was away from the family. So Amar Ezel v'ichzinu l'inche beisei. So he goes, I'm going to go see my family. Shama avuhe. So his father heard. Shaka mana v'nafak la'apei. So he took the mana, like he took money? A spoon? Oh, a spoon, yeah. He took a spoon and he threw it in his face. Or he went to find him, like a spoon, like as like a weapon. So Amalei zonaseich this keres, but you it's a little bit of a crass thing to say. Like you remembered your zona. I mean, he means your wife. Like you came home because you couldn't stay away from your wife anymore. So you get the amrei Amalei yonaseich this keres. A little nicer way to say you remember your dove, right? Meaning your wife. So they stayed like you've got like having this conversation back and forth and back and forth. You know, having a conversation. Lomar ifsik. Lomar ifsik. Neither one got to have their sudas yom kippur, right? Their sudas mafsekes. Why? Because they're having the conversation so much. Basically, he was like upset at him. You were given 6 months ago. You only took 3 months. I wasn't right. So they had to have a conversation back and forth. Till the bottom line was they fought so much about this that neither one got to have sudas mafsekes. The bottom line is again another story about individuals who would go to learn and their wives who were willing to sacrifice. We'll stop here. And we'll pick up the Mishnah tomorrow.
Okay.